Heading back to school? Head to DSW first and save up to 25% on select styles from big deal brands. Score major savings on must-have shoes and accessories from Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Reebok, Hey Dude, and Under Armour. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. Whether you're prepping for the kids' first day back or just for a busier calendar, get up to 25% off A-plus styles for women, men, and kids at your DSW store or DSW.com for a limited time.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Reardon. You know, what I saw a lot of backpedaling as of late, we talked about some of it yesterday and how I thought it was a good thing that Bill Maher admitted what he admitted. He said, you know, I was wrong. You know, I got to own it when I'm wrong. And I was wrong about the tariffs. And they're actually didn't have a giant crash of the economy. I didn't think it was going to be good. But how about that? We're talking record territory for Dow and hitting records with NASDAQ and S&P. These are all good things. So next day, we see the stories about President Trump's trade policies are less damaging than expected, with the International Monetary Fund upgrading the projections of global economic growth for this year in 2026. So it's not just here in the United States, even economics or the economy, rather, and many other countries are finding themselves a little bit higher. It says the organization, which consists of 190 member countries, also projecting a 3.1% growth in 2026. That's a little bit higher than the previous forecast. So that's always good when you're moving in that direction. I think part of it is you have to find what's going to be happening next when it comes to tariffs. And our Commerce Secretary, Lutnick, was talking about this. Ethan, I think this is clip number 7. And
the European Union put together all of their companies, their pharmaceutical companies, their auto companies, all their businesses who made commitments to the European Union that they could then give to President Trump and said, we are committed to building in America $600 billion of additional investment.
Yeah, that's a lot. Now, if only we had American companies coming back and making those same announcements. We need more of that. I remember the last big one was General Electric. GE said they're going to come back and build more. And kind of this idea that maybe some of the auto companies would also find their way back in too. That would be more appealing and not just for failed EV style factories. Oh, we got to build this battery plant here and there. And then it doesn't end up happening. It's all lies. They get the incentives that they don't build it the way they should. What about with China? That's the next big step. This is clip number 23.
Just had a phone call from Scott Bessent and had a very good meeting with China. And it seems that, I mean, they're going to brief me tomorrow. We'll either approve it or not. But he felt very good about the meeting.
And he has been such a huge part of the Trump administration. I'll tell you that him and Marco Rubio have been true all-stars. How about President Trump? Clip number 25, more tariff talk here.
China's tough, and like you're tough, you know, we're all tough, I guess. But We're going to see what happens. These are, you know, look, they're smart people, they're tough negotiators. They know what they want. And but we're going to be setting a tariff for essentially the rest of the world. And that's what they're going to pay if they want to do business in the United States.
Yep. But are they as tough as Kansas City Royals Mikel Garcia, who is at bat? And does the clip set this up, Ethan? I think it does, right? As it plays out?
A little bit. Yeah, it explains okay. It a little bit. We can always give some context after.
All right. So this is at the Kansas City Royals, Mikel Garcia. Let's take a listen.
Ryder continues to have difficulty getting his fastball down. Mikel just got stung by something. Like a bee went into his shirt. Of opening his shirt. And take Buck that. Said, thank you very much.
Yeah, take that ball. Oh, he's going for two.
And he's going to be in there.
All right, so help me with this, Ethan. He got stung, and then was he running away from the bees, and that's why he went for two?
So it's two clips combined. So So he gets stung by a bee. He steps out of the box. The umpire calls time. And then a couple of pitches later, he hits a double. So there was some laughs around baseball and around social media last night over that whole situation. But I tell you what, I don't know if I would have been able to get right back in the box. I hate getting stung, and I'm kind of a baby when it comes to getting stung. So I feel like I would have had a really hard time focusing after that. But I guess there's a reason that I'm not making millions of dollars in the majors either.
Wow. Where was he stung? Just
Fred,
inside the
I think
shirt?
Inside of his jersey, like on his back or something. He was like pulling at his back or like his shoulder area, but it got under the jersey. That's probably the worst part because you're trying to panic to get it out, but you don't want to sting you more.
I don't think I've ever been stung by a bee, but I can remember when my youngest son Noah was probably about 8 years old. We were at Elephant Rock State Park, and he was way down low in the rocks, in the water. And he turned the corner, and he was, like, attacked by a swarm of bees.
Oh!
Like, 15, he had, like, 15 or 20 bites. And, you know, I could hear him yelling. And, you know, the fear a father has.
Oh,
so
sure.
I'm running as much as I can down these huge rocks. I was younger. To get to him as quickly as I could. And then they had to put him onto, like, a cart and drive him up to the house area where they treat people, or they take, I guess,
first,
it was also
the first
place,
aid area.
Yeah,
and all
first
that.
Aid yeah. area. And his big thing was, yeah, it hurt, but he was so happy because he got like free ice cream.
See?
So that just made his day. So it all turned out well. It was a shocking moment for me.
I got attacked. I was mowing a lawn when I was 12, and I mowed over a nest of ground hornets.
They are mean.
And I probably got stung a dozen times, and it scarred me. I hate wasps. I hate anything with a stinger. Something flies by and I'm like a full defense mode. I hate it. I'm an absolute baby around them. So that was a little bit of PTSD
that
for me.
That sounds terrible. Would they have stopped the game, the Kansas City Royals game, if there was like ground wasps coming up on the players?
Yeah,
where they
you know
playing?
What? I think
Probably.
They did it at one point, at one game a few years ago. Mm-hmm. They had to get a beekeeper to come.
Yep.
And remove the nest
right.
that was up in the screen behind home plate.
Yep.
Right. Weren't they just lucky there happened to be a beekeeper
in
the stands?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was crazy, but they did end up having to, you know, pause the game because there was bees everywhere. I mean, it was impossible to play because, you know, you're at the threat of getting stung, and then all of a sudden you got to worry about fan safety, player safety. So, yeah, crazy situation a few years ago.
I might be in the minority here, but whenever they say, oh, yeah, you find the bees and you're supposed to relocate them, I'm kill them
yes.
all.
No.
Get rid of them all.
You have to relocate the bees.
Get out of here. They're done. And the wasps, you see what people do now? If they find a wasp nest, they basically get a tub of gasoline and they put it over the nest.
Now, that's okay. Wasps are the scum of the earth. They serve no purpose in this world, wasps and hornets. But bees, a little bit of a different story.
Bees are good.
Bees are good. Bees are good, too.
Mm-hmm.
But they're goners if they're around me. If there's a bee, it's over.
Yeah,
there's
but
no
if you
relocation
kill one,
plan.
Aren't you worried about getting attacked by more?
then I guess I have to kill more, then don't I? All right, we're going to do Sue's News after the break. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in 97.1 FM.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Doc. I feel like if there were a bee in the studio and you needed me to keep broadcasting, I would do that for you guys, just so you know.
I don't know if I would.
You're a martyr. That's what this is.
There's been times where I was alone, got sick, and in between the break, I've had to throw up in the trash can and then just keep going. That's
trooper.
Happened to me before.
I was happy in my ignorance of that story.
Yeah. Well, sometimes, you know what? In the world of broadcasting, you just got to keep going. What are you going to do? But I feel I can get stung by a bee and keep going. Maybe two or three. It depends on how many bees there are. If there's just one, I think I can handle that. More than one, we're getting dead air. I think I'm just going to head out. All right, let's go to Sue's News.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Man, we've got two national days that are food today that I find both appealing. It is National Lasagna Day.
Oh,
what's not to love?
Yep.
Okay, now, Michael and I were just on a vacation trip. And part of where we went was Cleveland and then up to Buffalo. And we had a pizza in Buffalo that was a lasagna pizza. So it was really interesting. So a red sauce, yes, but kind of like shaved meat just a little bits of meat like lasagna sausage in there with some cheese. It was good.
That sounds so good.
Lasagna
good.
Pizza.
Oh, I'm hungry now.
Yes, people.
Mm.
All right. And the other one is National Chicken Wing Day.
Mm.
I love a chicken wing. Fred.
I love chicken wings. They're so hard to eat, though.
Yeah, Mike says it's not enough payoff. A lot of effort, not enough payoff. What are your thoughts?
Does this specify bone-in or bone-out chicken wings?
I am personally thinking with bone, but you could make it what you do. You like them without bone?
Well, because they're cleaner, I prefer them bone out, but I will eat either.
What is your thought about that, Ryan Recker?
I would say yes, and the sauce is a big part of it. And
agreed.
Little I always, whenever I get wings, I ask them to do it well done. I like a little extra crispy.
Oh, I'm okay with and that. I'm not.
Same thing with pizza. If I get a pizza, hey, can you put it in a little bit longer? I want it well done. Oh. But can I tell you one of my favorite sauces?
Yes.
Freddie Lee's ghetto sauce there. Have you ever had that?
No, I'm going in.
It
Freddie Lee's.
Ghetto sauce.
Ghetto sauce.
It sounds hot.
It does.
It is just regional? The perfect. It's St. Louis, yes.
Okay.
So it is the best sauce I have ever had in my life, and I miss it greatly. And if I ever come back to visit St. Louis, that's one of the things I'm bringing back with me.
Oh, my gosh. What does it look like? First of all, it's got 5 stars on Google.
It is so good.
Is it a red sauce? Yeah, it's red.
Yeah, it's a little bit hot. I would say on the hotter side, but it's, to me, I don't like hot stuff, and it was great.
That's okay. What I was going to say. I don't have you pegged for a hot sauce person, so that's interesting. I like a little blue cheese and a little ranch.
Ooh,
I do a little of this, a little of that. Give me both.
Talk to me.
Oh. It's also National Lipstick Day. Yeah, so you guys can both enjoy it.
That one's for you, Ryan. Uh-huh.
On this day in history, 67 years ago, in 1958, NASA was created, and it was created 9 months after Russia launched their first Sputnik satellite, so we were really just playing catch-up. NASA is just playing catch-up because we were worried about Russia. And I forget that, and then I read that every year, and I go, oh, you know, that's interesting. And then on this day in history, 29 years ago, in 1996, this was so cool, 35-year-old Carl Lewis shocked the world by taking the gold medal in the long jump at the Atlanta Olympics. It was his 9th gold medal. Wow. And it made him only one of 2 athletes ever to win the same event at 4 straight Olympic Games.
Wow. It's amazing.
And if you can, I think you can go back on YouTube and watch that if that's something that floats your boat. I love watching stuff like that. He was amazing. All right, that was 29 years ago. And then, on a completely different topic, the Galactus popcorn bucket is being sold now. Do you know what that is, Ethan?
I do not. I have no idea.
It's in conjunction with the Fantastic Four First Steps. It set the record for the world's largest commercially available popcorn bucket. All right. You will not like the cost of this, Ryan Ricker.
Uh-oh.
$80.
$80! What? Well, I mean, I did pay that much at Disney for a bucket of popcorn, it feels at least.
Oh, gosh.
What should it cost there?
It's 20 inches wide, 17 and a half inches high. It holds 341 ounces. That makes it the world's largest commercially available popcorn bucket. The eyes light up. I guess that's part of the $80. And it sold out immediately at theaters around the country. And you can still order it if you're into Galactus at AMC Theater Shop, but it doesn't ship until early December. To me, it looked like kind of a robot doing this, you know, like with arms going out.
You don't even get it immediately?
Almost like shrugging.
Yeah, it's almost like shrugging. Thank you.
Yeah, no.
Thank you for that, because I'm just going,
December. Yes. So it's like a Christmas present that you're buying now.
Yeah. You can't even eat popcorn out of it when you watch the movie.
Well, you can. But it's got lit up eyes and weird arms. But if that's your thing, it's large.
I mean, it'll be streaming on Disney Plus by the time you get it in the mail.
That's true. I'm not sure it's out yet. I don't know when.
Fantastic Four?
Thank you. Will you look that up?
Yeah.
It's out.
Oh, yeah.
Is it?
No, it's
doing pretty well.
Okay. Well, then, of course, I got down just a movies thing. And Eddie Murphy was promoting his new action comedy, The Pickup, on yesterday's Today Show. And then he told Al Roker everything he's working on right now. And we have some of that sound because I was like, wow.
Getting ready to do a George Clinton Parliament Funkadelic. I'm getting ready to do George Clinton. Started Shrek 5. And I'm going to be Inspector Clouseau in the next Pink
Wait,
Panther.
What?
Yeah, I'm the new Clouseau.
You're the new Inspector Clouseau?
Yeah, I'm a new Clouseau.
Are you French in this?
Maybe. Well, he has to be French. I will tell you, he's black.
We know he's black.
He's black.
I'm thinking if Eddie Murphy does a good French accent, then he's French. If he isn't, he's just a black guy who lives in France. That's how I took it. I love that. They also say the pickup co-stars Pete Davidson, Marshawn Lynch, Andrew Dice Clay, which you don't often see in the movies anymore. And this is going to Prime Video on August the 6th. Now, there's also a rumor that Metallica might be doing a residency at the Sphere.
Oh, wow.
That would be
awesome.
Would
that be something?
To see. Oh, right. That'll sell out for eons from the Hard Rockers going to see that. I mean, Kevin just on KMOX would go 15 times if he could. And, and there was a story out today. There is a 55-year-old man that has been sentenced to 2.5 years in prison for stalking Caitlin Clark. Like, she doesn't have enough on her plate.
What?
This man's name is Michael Lewis. He's from Texas. And he pled guilty to a felony count of stalking, one of harassment. Oh, ick. And he had apparently sent hundreds of threats and sexually explicit messages at the end of last year. Double ick. But they got him, and that's what he's got to do.
That's
2.5 years. It is. And poor Caitlin Clark. Seriously, she doesn't need anything else to deal with.
Yeah, wait, so is there a little bit of, it's kind of like ironic, funny in a way, where she probably saw very little of that. Someone else was handling all of her media and communications, where it was probably just some dude dealing with this.
Well,
and
for them,
she was just aware of it.
Well, for them to actually get a felony count of stalking, he had to do something. I should have looked up the definition of that, but it wasn't just, here's terrible stuff in the mail. Yeah. I mean, it would have to be something else. And harassment, I don't know what the difference is, but it's got to be. No bueno. All right, they've got a new poll out looking at the age requirements of various things. They found that a majority of Americans would raise the driving age above 16. Ethan, yes, no. That's a tough one.
I'm gonna say no.
Yeah?
I'm going to say no. I don't know. I understand why some people would say yes, but I don't know. I didn't get in any wrecks in my youth. So I mean, I don't know. It feels like it's that first step into adulting.
It does. Know? Ryan, 16 or more.
Yeah, I don't want to drive my kid around forever. So 16, please. Give him the driver's license.
It's all about you, Fred.
No, I think 16 is good because a lot of kids have to get to like a job after school or something like
practice.
That.
Well, that's true too. 52% of Americans say you should have to be older than 16, and the age group that agrees the most is 18 to 29 year olds. 58% of them said I should not have had a license at 16. I just thought that was high. Most Americans would support a maximum age of driving as well.
Yes.
Here's the thing with that. Some people are fine. And then some people aren't. Yeah. I don't think it should be based on age. It should be based on testing.
You look at Trump, look at Biden, right? You know, I mean, it's hard to not be case by case.
Agreed. And finally, in Sue's news, we have today's random fact. Domino's and Pizza Hut are luxury chains in Japan. Large pizzas cost at least $35. Is that true, Fred? Fred's our Japan expert.
I couldn't tell because it was all in yen.
Oh,
so I didn't do the math.
Never mind on Fred,
there. I'll work on it. I'll get back to you.
That's it for Sue's News.
All right. Joining us after the break is Jane Duker. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Mark Reardon Show, 97.1 FM Talk. Joining us now is a local attorney, former candidate for the Democratic nomination for St. Louis County Executive. And many other titles. I know Jane Duker as what you would call a rational, well-thought-out person that I truly love. Jane Duker, thank you for joining the show.
I am so glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
So you, of course, saw the reports, and it's reported in multiple spots. I mean, you can look at Channel 4, for example. And they say St. Louis County Executive Sam Page's office and other county officials are under investigation by the Missouri Attorney General's offices. Multiple sources confirmed to First Alert 4. So I don't know if this is too much of a surprise. I'm guessing you probably heard some rumblings or some thoughts of at least this is inappropriate. Tell me what your thoughts are and what you think's happening.
Well, I think what happened was the Secretary of State of Missouri, he issued a probable cause statement a little bit ago that Sam Page had violated the law that prevents public officials from using taxpayer dollars to campaign for, you know, for ballot initiatives. And, you know, the statute's on the books. It's not, it's unequivocal. And the only thing that public officials are allowed to do and tentatively be able to spend any taxpayer dollars is on an informational campaign. Well, Sam Page came out. He wanted to come out against Proposition B. And Proposition B was put on the ballot by the St. Louis County Council to allow the council with a supermajority to remove department directors, because there have been a slew of department directors involved in, you know, bad activities, everything from lying to the council, from not complying with the Sunshine Law, other bad things. And they wanted the ability after a hearing to get rid of these directors because Page won't get rid of his directors that are not performing. And so he hated it. So he spent campaign dollars. He had a PAC, and the PAC paid for mailers to oppose it. And then he decided, well, I'm just going to start spending taxpayer dollars to oppose this measure to protect his department directors. And, you know, he sent out mailers and he did plenty of speeches. Proposition B is bad and it will ruin county services. I mean, there was no information going on. It was full blown advocacy. And, you know, there was, you know, a lot of money. Some say, you know, there was like $50,000. It was much more than that because, one, he hired lawyers to litigate to try to get it off the ballot and he lost. And so all that taxpayer time and energy and outside legal fees. And then he did a mailer and said that, you know, Sam Page paid for it. And it was the county. It was the taxpayer that paid for it. So the Secretary of State determined there was probable cause that a crime, that an election offense had been committed. And he sent the probable cause statement to the prosecutor of St. Louis County. Given that County Executive Page and the council have, you know, control over her budget and, you know, and supervise in certain ways, she recused herself. And the Circuit Court of St. Louis County appointed Andrew Bailey as the special prosecutor in the matter. And yesterday, the Highway Patrol came to St. Louis County and either executed a warrant or a subpoena to get documents, telephone, or other materials. And so that's what happened. Well, and obviously when the Highway Patrol shows up and security takes them up to the ninth floor, everybody knows this. Mm-hmm. And so it got around pretty quick. And so there's been no official comment from Sam Page or any of his spokespeople, but apparently he hired an attorney, Jeff Jensen, who is a former United States attorney for the Eastern District of Missouri. So well, he lawyered up.
Here's one thing that's for certain, I would say. He's not going to show up to any council meetings because he didn't show up anytime, anywhere, ever.
Anyway, but, correct.
Yeah. But the other thing is, this is going to sound mean, but I say this with 100%. I truly believe this. I don't understand why anyone would ever vote for him ever. He has to be the least charismatic and most lame politician to continue to be voted into office. I don't understand what anyone sees in him. He's full of controversy. He doesn't work in the public's behalf. He works in his own benefit. I just don't get
correct.
It.
I mean, it's a bipartisan thing. I mean, he really truly is the most like unpopular politician. And you know, I know it's amazing to me, you know, because he's got to be taken out in a primary and that's, you know, and that's difficult, but he's going to have a primary this time, I think, and it's going to be a formidable one. So I don't think he's going to make it through the next time, but let me tell you this. I mean, he had, the feds came and arrested, you know, one of his political advisors that he had installed over at the county jail for stealing, you know, pandemic relief money. He had the Highway Patrol came to his office when his chief of staff had a sexual liaison 10 feet from his desk, and it was on film. You know, this is not his first rodeo as far as having to deal with authorities. I mean, how many times, you know, are the voters going to put up with a public official that, you know, every year or two, he gets some kind of investigation on him?
Yeah.
Now,
well,
I will
know.
Say that.
Go ahead.
Well, the council has written, Shalonda Webb, who's one of the county councilwomen, has written him a letter and said, we want all information, every subpoena, all documents, anything that you've turned over, we want to know about it. And if you don't tell us by Wednesday, we're going to subpoena you. We need to know exactly what's being investigated and what documents you have and what you've turned over.
Well, we know what happened to his predecessor, Steve Stenger. So not a great track record for people in that seat.
No.
By the way, what's Steve Stenger up to nowadays anyway?
I don't know, but I mean, it is really interesting because, you know, he was the one, Page was the one that said, oh, we have to release the federal subpoena that was issued on Sitwell County for transparency purposes. But now, suddenly, now that he is county executive, he doesn't want transparency as to investigations that are going on in his office. I mean, I don't think he ever really thought what Steve Stenger was doing was bad. He just was, he wanted to be the one doing it, obviously. So it's just, it's hard to look at because this region needs to be the economic engine of our state. And, you know, when we continue to see St. Louis County deteriorating from such poor leadership, it's very frustrating and it's sad. And I really hope the voters take a look because he's in an election cycle. So people need to get real and understand that someone like him is not going to be able to bring St. Louis County forward. It's just that simple. And
with what, let's say what he's being accused of, what's the penalty for something like that? What could hypothetically he be facing?
Well, it's interesting because the election offense part is, I want to say it's a misdemeanor, like just wrongfully spending public dollars for campaigning on a ballot issue is an election offense, and it's a misdemeanor. However, I don't know how you could not make an argument that this isn't just theft of taxpayer dollars. I mean, you just took taxpayer dollars for an illegal purpose. Right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and on the federal level, it's called theft of honest services. And that's what Steve Stenger went to jail for, was theft of honest services. So I just don't know how this is any different. And okay. I mean, it's pretty bold to go out there and campaign against something. He spent campaign dollars. So at some point he thought that it shouldn't be taxpayer dollars until it got closer to the election. And no one knows out of what budget did he take it? How much was actually finally spent? No one's ever gotten an accounting for that. And two, like what accounts? There was no appropriation for this money. So what account did you have extra money in when we're in a budget crisis? You know, did you spend this money out of? So I think there's a lot of interesting questions coming.
Part of this too, other county officials. So how many other people do you think could be implicated in this?
I mean, I have never seen any public governmental body, whether it be a school board or I've never seen them be as brazen as Page was campaigning against it. Like basically saying, you know, B is bad and you can't vote for this. It will ruin services during, you know, public emergencies. I mean, when they say education, when the court said education campaign, this is what this bill will do. Sam did all kinds of editorializing. I've never seen a public governmental body push the envelope. Well, you can't even call it pushing the envelope. He just blatantly broke the law. I firmly believe this is a blatant violation. And I don't think the attorney general would be pursuing this if he didn't think that he had him.
Agreed. Sorry, Jane. Because when I heard this today, I thought the attorney general wouldn't touch this with a 10-foot pole.
Nope.
Unless there was something real going on.
I agree. And I think, you know, this has gone pretty far. And if what I've heard is true, that they, you know, seized a phone, if they're seizing your phone, one, that's usually the end of the investigation. And when they seize your phone, I mean, that's never good. So, you know, the court appointed him special prosecutor. So he has original criminal jurisdiction. So I think there is a good argument that he could bring other charges if he finds them.
You know, just going back, I was trying to remember this, so you'll have to forgive my forgetfulness. But Wasn't there another controversy with Sam Page and his phone where he said, oh, my kids got a hold of it. I'm sorry. It was my kid's fault. And there, wasn't there something else with his phone
that?
In the past?
Yes, there was something else. What was that? You know what? It vaguely rings a bell, and I'm trying to remember. Maybe, I don't know if it was an untoward message. But, you know, public officials have to be careful with this phone stuff. And I have a feeling, you know, I don't know. I would never, I just don't think he would want his phone taken. I don't think that's a great thing.
If he threw his kids under the bus then, I mean, who knows who's going to throw under the bus next? Because that's kind of his, that's kind of his thing.
You are, you know what? You make it, it is never his fault. It's never his fault, no matter what. And, you know, and the sad part is he used a bunch of county employees. So these county employees, I'm sure they're terrified because, you know, if they had to work on this Proposition B during work hours, you know, working on this campaign, I mean, I'm sure they're terrified. And, you know, so, but he's never, you know, he's never had any problem throwing a county employee under the bus. So, you know, it's just sad all around. I mean, every piece of litigation he's ever filed has lost. So, I mean, trusting his legal opinion on anything is really not smart. And, you know, he litigated about Prop B and he lost. He lost in the courts. And, you know, but the taxpayers always have to foot the bill. Yep. And that's what's really frustrating.
Jane
and
Duker.
This is why Prop B was needed, by the way. This kind of behavior that made Prop B necessary, and the council was right when they put it on the ballot.
I think you explained this better than anyone else or any other place I saw. Jane Duker, thank you so much for joining us here. We really appreciate it.
Have a great day, guys.
Joining us after the break is Bankrate Senior Economic Analyst Mark Hamrick. We're going to see some of these job market numbers coming out. So what does he expect? We'll get his take coming up. I'm Ryan Recker filling in for Mark Reardon on 97.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
1 FM Talk. Well, we got a big report coming out this week. Joining us now to discuss from Bankrate, their senior economic analyst, and someone that also loves St. Louis, Mark Hamrick. Welcome onto the show.
I appreciate that context. Absolutely true, and great to be with you, my friend.
Well, we have the jobs report, I believe, coming out on Friday. That's August 1st. It's hard to believe August is this week. Yeah. And I think a lot of people are a little bit nervous about this one. They see things as slowing down. What do you think we're going to see this week?
Yeah, and that's a very good way of setting it up. And it's not just what we get with this report. It's been broadly a trend of slower hiring, but thank goodness we really have not seen a substantial pickup in layoffs. And, you know, for years now, we've been sort of bracing for the recession in the United States, but it hasn't happened. Bankrate surveys and others indicate many Americans have felt like they are experiencing a recession because of high inflation, elevated prices that result from that. In terms of the report we're due to get just a few days from now, the unemployment rate's expected to tick back up to 4.2%. It moved down to 4.1% for the month of June, had been sort of sticking around 4.2% for about 3 months in the spring. We had 147,000 jobs added in June, but government accounted for about half of those. So that sort of was, in a way, cheating. It was state and local government and the other half being in the private sector. And so this time around, we do expect to see a report that does speak to further cooling of the job market. And that would include, if it comes in as expected, perhaps around 100,000 jobs added as opposed to the average 130,000 being added per month so far this year.
Okay. Well, in the grand scheme of things, is that bad? Is that all right? Are we going to get through this? Is it, how would you grade that?
I mean, you know, I think what we need to do is, first of all, acknowledge the great resilience of the American economy over these several years where, you know, our Bankrate survey of economists had indicated when interest rates were at their peak that the odds of a recession were basically 50-50. Now, they've dialed that back down to about 1 in 4. So, you know, we haven't experienced a recession since the great pandemic. And that has been kind of a bit of a cheat in the sense that it didn't happen. We want to maintain momentum. By the end of the year, the Federal Reserve is in alignment with most private economists, and that is they expect generally that growth should sort of slow to a rather lackluster rate of 1% annually. The long-term average is 2%. So that's about half of where you want to be. And by the end of the year, it's expected that inflation will move farther away from the Federal Reserve's 2% target, get up to around the 3% realm. And that's largely because of the impacts of tariffs, which we know are the favored tool in the toolbox of the President of the United States. So I would say that we've gotten here relatively unscathed is something that has worked in our favor. But, you know, if you're working in a particular job in a particular sector, you want to have a high degree of job security and confidence about that. And just today, the Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Survey indicated a diminished job security on the part of Americans. And our own Bankrate surveys bear that out as well.
Just so you know, there's only one way to guarantee we don't have a recession. Just change the definition of what a recession is, and then you don't have one. Mark Hamrick, by the way, if people want to look you up online, where can they go?
Well, the basic place would be at Bankrate.com. And, of course, my X/Twitter account is Hamrickisms, and I'm all over LinkedIn as well. Last name, Hamrick.
Mark Hamrick, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. You take good care.
Don't go anywhere. You're listening to 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.